Hello.
Hi, this is Tahila. I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Thanks for asking. I wanted to follow up with the home care services. We have a caregiver who's compliant, ready to start.
Who is this?
So this is Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Tehila. I work with the intake department. I think you're in touch with Tammy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I wanted to reach out to you first just to see what day would work best for you to start, to have the caregiver start.
Well, I've got a caregiver if they'd ever get it approved.
Who's your caregiver?
Well,
Oh,
it
but
was.
she, right, because she needs a good cause waiver. She needs a waiver,
Yeah.
and we would have to wait a while for that. It could take up to 3 months.
She told me 2 weeks.
I don't know. It would take a while. We had a case that just came in. It came in after 2 months.
Well, okay, I had another one, but if I can't get Debbie approved, I'm going to go ahead and change companies again. I'm going to go with a company here in Missouri.
I'm saying no other company would do this. We all go through the same HR process with the background check.
Well, she's already been approved
Oh,
through
interesting.
Missouri's
She's
background check.
already. Oh, so they called up. So they ha does she have so she has the paperwork, right? That she
She
was
signed the
working?
waiver. She signed the waiver that they
Ah,
sent her,
okay.
but they said she wasn't approved. I don't know where you guys are at. What state are you guys in?
Missouri.
Well, nobody's ever heard of you guys, but the state hadn't even heard of you. They had to look you up, but I was going through Always Caring, and Debbie was approved through Always Caring.
Interesting.
But
Interesting.
for some reason, you guys didn't get her approved in Missouri, if you're in Missouri. And she
I
should have
can reach
already
out to
been
the
approved.
HR and see what the story is there.
She should have already been approved.
Interesting. But you mentioned that you have another caregiver who might be able to work as well.
Yes, I do, but I want Debbie
You want
because,
Debbie, right?
yes, and I want to get her started as quick as possible.
Right.
And she was already approved, and she had been working through Always Caring. And I decided to change, and I called you guys, but you guys said she wasn't approved. And I figured you was from a different state because you got a different area code than our area code.
I'm saying we work on a back office, but our main office is in Missouri. The company is for Missouri. Most of the county is there. We've been out for a
Well,
while.
I don't know why it's got a 314 number. It should have an 816 number because that's what area code I'm in, Missouri.
Interesting. Yeah, the in our area in St. Louis, we have the 314.
Well, I don't know why you got a different area code than me if you're in Missouri, because
Interesting.
all Missouri area code's 816.
Oh yeah? No, not a lot of them also have 314, 636, sometimes 573.
No, I've never had anybody from any other.
Yeah, we
It's
have a lot
always
of three one
been,
fours.
I don't
That's
ever get
funny.
a 314 from Missouri.
Oh
Never
wow.
do. It's always
So listen,
816.
Phyllis, I if we, can start this other caregiver in the meantime, we can have those services start, and in the meantime, we can continue getting Debbie approved, so there's no gap in service. because right now everything is good to go. We have the authorization. Everything's in. And I don't want you to have this gap in service. You know, now nobody's working.
Okay, I've got somebody that can work that is already working through Deluxe.
Okay, who?
For his mother.
Lerone Thompson?
Yes, but they said he was going to fill out an application.
No, he's all set. He's ready to start.
Okay, can he start today?
Yeah, let me get this started. So let me transfer you to Tammy. She's going to get this going.
Okay.
Lerone to start today. Okay, I'm transferring you now. Hold on a moment.